League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back. CFO over there at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles joining us, John Chill, to tell us what's going on in the betting world, DraftKings betting world, where that's the place to go and get your bet on. I'm telling you, it's one of the best sports books I've ever been in. It's awesome, awesome, awesome. Great place to have your fantasy draft. Y'all are planning your fantasy drafts right now. Great place to go. Go on a Saturday. You guys stay there, do your fantasy draft. They'll put it right up there on one of the big, gigantic TVs that they got there. They'll give you a little section for you guys to do your fantasy draft. John, you guys got fantasy drafts there, don't you?
Yes, we do, and we're booking up pretty quick. We're pacing better than we did last year. We're also offering out at the cabanas as well, the fantasy. But
That's fun.
It is an awesome experience. I actually do it with the finance team. We do a fun fantasy draft in there. You can log into your laptop, put it on the screen, and the other screen will have the sports, that the games you want to watch. So it's an awesome experience in there.
How about that? But what about it in a cabana, by the pool? That's even better.
Yes. Once the sun comes out, it'll come out anytime you book. The sun will be here. So, you can sit out in the cabana. We got the TVs in there. You can hang out and be by the pool and pick your favorite players.
That's fun. That right there is some fun right there.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Let's talk about what we got. We got futures for the NFL, right?
Yep.
And MVP voting and all of that stuff. Have you seen any futures moving this week?
Yeah, it looks like Rookie of the Year starting to see some movement. We got training camp started, so football's in the air, which is a good thing. And, we're starting to see a little Caleb Williams. Seems like there's less money on him. He's moving up. He was starting out about plus 125. He's moved up to 135. Jaden Daniels is starting to see some action. He was at plus 625. He's at 550. The interesting one is Marvin Harrison. He was plus 750, and he's down to plus 650 here in the last week and a half. So interesting, a receiver starting to see some action for that. J.J. McCarthy has gone down a little bit. He was a plus 1,800. He's a plus 1,600. Bo Nix is who I still kind of like, I think, with that offense. And, I think he's groomed to be, to go right in there. He's went from plus 1,900 down to plus 1,600.
So I had my article come out. Both of them are out, offensive and rookies of the year and defense rookie of the year candidates. Mm-hmm. I think that Caleb Williams should be a big favorite. I think he's going to win it. Of course, in Washington, I think that obviously Daniels is going to be a big one. McCarthy is interesting because it depends on how quickly he would have to get on the field and perform to have his shot. But I think Marvin Harrison Jr. is the number two. I've got him number two in my rankings, and that's because if Caleb falls off or gets injured at all, Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be the target.
Where's he at, John?
Yeah. He's in Arizona.
What are his odds? I know where he's at.
He's at plus 650. He's the third favorite right now.
Yeah.
Plus 650.
He's the third favorite. The best value, though, to me, is on the defensive side. I made my number one player, Jared Verse, who's, close to 1,000? Plus 1,000? Yeah. What is he?
He's at plus 1,100 right now.
I made him number one. And I've studied this over the years. Like, I had Darius Leonard as a long shot a few years ago because linebackers rake up
that rake up stats. So two good long shots on the board this year, Peyton Wilson and Edgerrin Cooper, the two corner, the two linebackers. Edgerrin is going to be starting with the either Rams or Chargers. And then Peyton Wilson is with the Steelers. Those two guys both have a chance to, if you're a linebacker who can get sacks and who can cover, you know, play all three downs, you got a real shot. So I think those two guys are long shots on the defensive board. But I also think Jared Verse, Dallas Turner's the favorite. Am I right, John?
Yeah, he's a plus 350.
Plus 350. The value may not be on the offensive side. The value may be on the defensive side with guys like Jared Verse, Edgerrin Cooper, Peyton Wilson, and frankly, even I would say, even Dallas Turner at 350 is not bad, but I do think you have some longer shots on the board that you should take a look at. No safety has won the award since, God, it's been years since a safety won the award. Byron Murphy is close to around 1,400, 1,500, John, from the Raiders?
He was. He started out there. He's a plus 1,000 now. Yeah,
plus 1,000, not as good a value. But to me, Jared Verse, who's going to step in at Minnesota and step in with the Rams. Jared Verse with the Rams, to me, is a great fit, great for the scheme, can play the run, and I think his power is going to immediately show up as a rusher. Power rushers typically translate quicker, like George Karloftis in the NFL, than speed and skill rushers who typically have to get used to the athleticism of tackles. So that's a guy that I think is a very real live dog at plus 1,100 there for you guys at plus 1,100 is Jared Verse from the Rams.
Nice. Edgerrin Cooper's with the Packers. Yeah.
Packers, yeah.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
And he plays next to Quay Walker. So Quay will handle a lot of the heavy lifting, and Edgerrin Cooper gets to run and blitz. He's a 4.4 40 guy, so he's going to be all over the field making plays. He's a great blitzer and can cover. So and how long are the shots on Edgerrin Cooper and Peyton Wilson? These are good long shots. Listen to this.
Edgerrin Cooper is plus 3,500, and Wilson is he's a plus 5,000.
Well, let's see. Those are, throw a little something, something on them.
There is a lot of value, you know, in a defensive end. So
at DraftKings Lake Charles, that's
both
where
guys are slated to start right now. So keep an eye on them. I think they're going to come down.
Go get your bet on. How are you? So there's so much with the Olympics. Does DraftKings have a bunch of bets, or is just the main sports? How's it work?
No, actually Louisiana approved. You can do canoeing all the way to basketball. So, if you follow, almost every sport is out there right now.
Got to have a circle on canoeing, though.
I know.
Well, can I go there and put $100,000 on the U.S. canoe team?
Yes. Let me see what their odds are. Yes.
Wow.
Benjamin Savosik. He's a plus 250. He's the favorite.
That's
for
who
the canoeing.
I like.
Benjamin Solosik?
Yeah.
Well, he was my favorite. Lance, did you have head?
Yeah,
where did you?
I wouldn't play him $100,000, but that's the guy. Okay. That's the guy I've been looking at.
Okay. So you can bet everything. So, but we won't. Okay. So it's so weird because it's in Europe at the time and everything else. You got to get there early in the morning, or you got to do it the day before, usually, right?
Right. Yes. It looks like, I think it's an 8-hour time difference, I think, between Paris and us. For example, the USA team will be playing at 10 in the morning Sunday. And you just got to watch live versus what's on TV because they do a tape delay. So, be conscious of that and look at the real time for that. So.
Yeah. But you can bet anything, huh? Are they getting on this thing?
You're starting to see a little bit of action, mostly basketball right now. You're starting to see, some action there. There's a lot of futures on, they're minus 500 right now. And you're starting to see some play there. I think with the I think they predict to dominate, the last prior two games and had a little bit of struggle. So you're starting to see, seeing some action there. You're seeing action on the women's basketball as well. You're starting to see that all weekend. USA's minus 13 Sunday morning. That'll be interesting. For me, I think that's a good play. I think they'll clamp down on their defense. I think that the three-point shooting will get a little bit better in the perimeter. You know, and I think a little bit of the scare will wake them up a little bit. I haven't seen the status on Durant yet. I think if he gets involved, you know, they just get better with that.
What do they land?
13 against Serbia. Yeah,
I just can't. I'm sorry.
I know.
I can't lay 13 with this team. I'm sorry. I mean, what about the women?
The women's, let me see the time they play. They are on at 2 p.m. on Monday they start. So the women's are minus 19.5 against Japan. So.
Oh, Japan. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah. That one, I'll give 19. I ain't giving 13 to Serbia.
No. And, I usually get my underdog pick. I kind of like France, Wembanyama, Rudy. That's a defensive juggernaut, I think, right there. France can shoot some threes. You know, they might be able to give these Team USA money at the end.
So can I bet the long shot? I can bet who win the gold, and I can bet the individual games as well?
Yes. Yeah. So France is basically 14-1 to win the gold, and you can also bet, you know, to get to the gold, you know, the odds there as well. So,
the U.S. is obviously the favorite.
Yeah.
How big a favorite?
They're at minus 500 right now.
Minus 500. Wow. They're not that good.
Man,
that's just way too high. Well, then
go find somebody that you like then. Don't talk about it.
I like France.
Yeah. Okay.
I like the Frenchies at home. Then. Okay, they got home court. They got
what about the
Victor?
Okay. Yep, they got Rudy.
Where's Canada?
Canada's a plus 12, or they went down. It's plus 1,100 right now.
Yeah, they got some guys too.
Yeah. We got a big MMA weekend?
Yes, we do. So that always brings a big crowd for us over at DraftKings. So we got the, I think it's the welterweight. We got Muhammad and Edwards. Kind of like the underdog in this one. I like Muhammad. I think he's improved in his striking. I think, you know, he uses a strike now to get him down on the ground. And, you know, he's at plus 210. So kind of like him. We got the heavyweight. We got Blades versus Aspinall. And that's, you know, he's a big favorite, minus 355. So I kind of like him. And another underdog I like is Marcin Pacino. I think he fights around 8 o'clock at plus 135. So that's probably my big play is Pacino and then Edwards. I think I like that to go to distance. The Edwards fight, like I said, I think he's improved. But I think that'll be a good fight and a good card. We got that, the Olympics, so you can win money in the morning off the Olympics and put it all on Edwards at night then. So it'll be interesting.
Good stuff. That's John Chill, CFO out there at Golden Nugget Lake Charles. We love the Golden Nugget Lake Charles, just a couple hours down the road. It's so much easier to get to than Vegas, and you got everything that you could possibly want in a Vegas casino right here, just 2.5 hours down the road. So that is great, great stuff. Love it. John, we appreciate you. As always, have a big weekend with the MMA, and hopefully you guys get nice crowds for the Olympics every night as well. So good stuff. Thanks for hanging with us.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Time to talk about that Golden Nugget right now. Love it, love it, love it. How about 11 different restaurants in there? You want the steak, you got fucking Anthony's. You want Italian, you want Chinese. You got everything. It's awesome, awesome, awesome. There, you're not going to hurt. It's a Landry's. It's a Landry's property, so you're going to get the best food that you could have. The pool is awesome. John talked about it. Get you a cabana out there in the summer. It is just every weekend just filled, and it's just the beautiful people and just a great time. Great time had by all. I love the poker room. You could go and play golf there. The golf course is awesome. You've got the Blue Martini, which is a great nightclub in there. And, of course, you got all the casino games. It just doesn't get any better. Just 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road, so much easier to get to than Vegas. And you got all the shows as well, nonstop, every weekend. They've got a big show going at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. You're looking for just a good time had by all, get to GoldenNuggetLC.com. GoldenNuggetLC.com.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
JT Poston tees off at 12:43. That's my pick to click this week. JT Poston, just for those of you, if you want to bet a little something, put a little something on him. Pick to click, JT Poston. Dell, who's your pick to click this week at the 3M?
I don't know what you just said.
You're a bad person.
I'm not a bad person. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about JT Poston at the 3M this week.
What is the 3M?
It's a golf tournament.
Like, I'm just supposed to know that? The 3M. What does that mean?
Oh, see, it just is embarrassing. It's embarrassing to try to talk about golf with you.
Well, stop talking about it with me then. I'm not the one asking for it. No one is.
Everyone wants to know my pick to click this week. Okay.
Well, clearly, by all the calls.
His pick
to click. They have been. A lot of people. No, many people have been talking. Okay. Twister in the 4DX deal. Absolutely rocked. Twisters. It's Twisters because it's the second one, right?
Is it just a bunch of gymnasts doing flips and backflips and all that stuff?
No, that's actually the Olympics.
Oh, yeah. That's twisties.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, is no, it
that's
about
what happened to
Simone Biles.
Simone Biles. She got the twisties.
I know. Is this movie about that?
No, it's about actual tornadoes.
I can see why she'd get the twisties. Did you see
I thought
her
we were going to watch a movie called Twisties.
No.
Oh, did you see you? Did you? We watched it yesterday.
Yeah, they do a lot of. Yeah, they do a lot of.
Holy
flips.
Crap! I could see where she got twisted. Where she was twisty.
But this has been going on forever. You just notice all the turns and twists.
Well, no,
for a gymnast.
Yeah, I really never paid attention. It was a lot.
Yeah, no, this has been going on for quite some time.
Yeah, it seems like a lot though. I mean, no, she does things nobody else has ever done.
It's a lot. It's
no,
a lot.
She literally does things no one
else
has ever done.
Well, but her floor routine, there's still people who do the same kind of twists and
turns. She does things that no one else has ever done.
Why? You didn't even know they flipped and twisted like
that. No, I kind of knew. I'm pretty sure I was familiar a little bit with the not really. But yeah, she's fantastic. Fantastic. I hope she doesn't get the twisties this year. I hope it certainly would be nice if she was able to perform all the way.
Yeah, how about you perform in a clutch?
Wow. That's Simone Biles.
Dell's been tough on her. She hasn't won. He told us the other day she ain't won a gold since 16.
She hasn't won anything above an individual bronze since 2016. Let's pick it up.
An individual bronze. You're saying the Olympics. She's probably won Olympics since
2020. She got a team silver and an individual bronze because she got the twisties, whatever that means.
Criticizing the Queen of Houston.
The heel turn for Dell is great.
I thought that was Beyonce.
Go say that. I dare you to go say that on the internet. Go say on Twitter how, she got the twisties. And watch how quickly
I'll put twisties in
feminine Twitter comes after
I'll put
you.
Twisties in quotes. The twisties.
Do it. Do it now and I'll retweet it.
No, you won't. I will. You're scared. You wouldn't retweet anything.
No, I will. I don't want to do that. That sounds like I'm,
you're supporting it.
Then they'll be like, why are you supporting this misogynist, racist take by Dell?
Thank you. Racist.
It'll be considered racist and misogynist.
Yeah.
If I retweet it,
and they're going to I'm gonna get a call from the NFL. Hey, just quick question about your a retweet you had about Simone Biles. And I'll say, I'm from Houston. I can retweet stuff like that.
You're getting some hate here. No, Lance. No one else is Simone. She does things no one else has ever done.
Who says this?
People.
Is it somebody who's a gymnast?
Yeah.
Who?
No. It's Chelsea. She's like, she is the best.
Who's
and so
Chelsea?
Stop denigrating her name,
who's
Del.
Chelsea?
Chelsea, meet the team. Okay, we have a salesperson here.
Oh,
Chelsea.
Her.
Yeah.
Well, she does some things that no one else does. But the floor, what we were looking at is standard, like, it's not outrageous to have
what
double
she did in that floor routine was something. Yeah. Some things no one ever has done.
You don't.
How
have
do
any
you
proof
know?
This?
I know this.
We're not listening to you for anything having to do with women.
The only
Olympics.
Thing I know that she does that no one else has ever done is ask out of the Olympics because of twisties.
You're a bad person. No, you're gonna be. No wonder Twitch hates you.
I'd never heard of twisties before until that.
Twitch is firmly
against
you.
Which might
you
make you think that
deal.
It's kind of made up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're kind of making it up.
No, he said he's never heard of twisties.
Apparently, gymnasts know about twisties. Okay. Apparently, Chelsea knows about twisties.
Twisties. I just didn't hear Carrie Strug when she was running down that ramp.
With a broken leg.
Doing the vault. Yeah, oh, no, can't do it. I got the twisties. Didn't hear that from Carrie Strug. Nadia Comaneci ever say?
I'm not allowed to say that. Oh, Dell's allowed to say that.
Sorry, Romanian overlords. I've got the twisties.
You're not allowed to tell.
No,
them.
You.
No.
Oh, she would have been
Eastern Bloc
in
communism.
Big
you're not allowed to talk about twisties.
There's no twisties
in
there.
China. No such thing as twisties for the Chinese athletes. By the way, I was looking at some of the. Would you like to guess what the Chinese men's table tennis team is?
Minus 4,000.
Minus 2,000 for the men, minus 2,000 for the women. It's the same thing. Like, they're going to win. The favorites in those events are two Chinese athletes.
A little something on it, a little taste. Get you some. Minus 2,000.
You know, 100 to win 2,000. How much do you want to win? I just want to win 50.
No, 2,000 to win 100.
Yeah, well, it's 50. I'm sorry. Yeah, I went the other way. So how would you like to put 50 down and like, okay, you're only risking 1,000 now.
Yeah.
1,000?
To win $50.
No, you really have to sweat.
To win $50.
To win $50. For what? For who?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Just ridiculous.
Is there a favorite in, what teams were they again? The Chinese?
Table tennis.
Table tennis teams?
Why can't the Taiwan team be good enough?
I don't know. Is there a tremendous favorite in the individual part of table tennis?
Let me look.
Who's
going to
come
if they
down
have.
With the handsies and can't?
No one has the handsies, Dell.
And can't hit the ball, so they're not gonna win a medal this time.
Okay, so what is it in baseball? It's called the yips. It's kind of like the yips. We have it in baseball. We have it in golf, right?
Yeah.
In golf, is it considered the yips? Yeah. Why can't you have twisties?
I didn't say you can't.
Okay. Do you think Wang Chuqin, who's minus 130 to win gold on the men's side, is going to get the handsies? Or on the female side, Yingxia Sun, she's minus 330. I hope she doesn't get the handsies.
What was the guy's name again?
Wang Chuqin.
I don't think China's going to let him get any handsies.
No, Wang's not getting a handsie.
No.
Wait, what just happened? Why is John ducking away from the mic?
I bet you if he uses the excuse like I'm getting the handsies, there's something bad's going to happen to him.
There's no
you
such,
can't even smoke for the Chinese team.
Why are you keep talking about handsies?
Because twisties.
There's no such thing.
Well, what they're twisties. Why can't there be handsies for table tennis athletes?
Paddles.
The pads.
Handsies. You're getting a handsy?
I said handsies. I didn't say what you're saying. What happens to a table tennis person when they can't
crap?
When they
clean
can't,
it up, guys?
When they don't have coordination between hitting the ball, what like their brain wants to think they can hit the ball, but their hands don't. Is that called the handsies?
I don't
think they have handsies. There's a really great hand roll place here called Handies.
Yeah, we've heard that before.
Yeah,
we've talked about it, right?
We talked about
it. Yeah, there's two of them.
I mean, do we have to keep, I mean, honestly,
no, it's
is this
really
something
good.
that we should talk about on the air?
Not
really?
With you.
Handsies.
Well, that was what I assume table tennis people get when they can't compete.
You.
What he's saying is
you
a different thing altogether.
Where you can't row properly, you're too nervous to pull the paddle back when you're doing canoeing or whatever, or
kayaking,
or the kayaking. No, the what is the crew?
Yeah.
Do you get rosies where you just can't like? I'm too nervous to pull it. I just can't let it go.
Questions need to be asked.
I just can't let it go. Or maybe you get too nervous, you get disoriented.
I don't know.
I think you taking shots at our queen
I'm not taking shots. I'm just simply asking for more.
Okay.
Yeah.
The queens of Houston go like this. Beyonce, Simone Biles,
Megan,
Julia Morales.
Before Megan Thee Stallion?
Yes, before Megan Thee Stallion. She didn't live here. She didn't live here. You don't get a B.
Renew
She's the
Couture.
Same as Travis Scott. She's the same as Travis Scott. If you don't live here, We're not putting you in here. Of course, Beyonce is kind of ruins that. But she's grandfathered in. Renew Couture is not ahead of Julia Morales. How many World Series does Renew Couture have? How many conference championships does she have in football?
Oh. What about basketball?
What about basketball?
We're not doing basketball. We're only
doing
football.
No, we're a basketball school. I don't know if you heard.
Why are we not doing basketball?
Yeah.
That's the one you lean into.
We are a basketball school.
No. We're a basketball school. There's no question about that. Well, we'll see if we turn into a football school.
Good luck.
Yeah.
At least not in year one.
I don't think the schedule is very conducive to people coming back in year one. It's not going to be great.
In football?
Yeah, there's only one Texas team coming here, Baylor.
Oh, you mean just to come see another team?
Well, yeah.
Not to see the Cougs win? You mean just to see other teams?
Yeah, but it's not, there's not, don't you want something that will attract people to the stadium?
You mean like a winning team? Dubs.
It's not like, yeah.
Like a winning season? They've had that before, Dell. Doesn't always work.
It doesn't work.
Very true.
It doesn't work. It's 928 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Speaking of a basketball school, how do you get your kids to be better at basketball? There's one way to go. Pro dunk.
Shoot from outside.
Yeah. Do actually all of those things. And it doesn't matter how high the rim is, because when they're little.
Can you raise the goal to 12 feet and make your kids learn to shoot on different sides? Okay.
10 tops, but you can bring it down with a drill. And it lowers the goal so the kids can enjoy it. These little kids, when they're 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12, a lot of times they can't reach a 10-foot basket, Dad. They want to lower the goal. They want the best goal in the market. So does Mom. So it has some curb appeal. So it's not broken down, tilted basket, needs painting, all of these things that you get when you buy a cheap goal. You don't want that. Don't staple the goal to the garage. Get the best goal you could possibly get, and it's not even arguable. The best goal in the history of goals is the Pro Dunk goal. ProDunk.com. That's ProDunk.com.
Blue and Red rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey, I'm under pressure, underpaid, and working overtime. I mix the pleasure with the pain.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Dell, we missed the biggest story, not of the day, maybe of the year. Southwest is going from open seating to assigned seating. Southwest Airlines. You know, that's what I take into Burbank.
So now you don't have to fight the hordes.
Well, you don't have to pay $25
or the
to get
extra
up.
Money for a.
Yeah. Just pay extra so that you can go get your seat quicker. So you don't end up in the mids.
Yeah,
back and by the toilet in the middle seats. I immediately bought stock in them when I found that out.
Listen,
immediately.
That's a good move.
I haven't flown there for over a decade, easily over a decade, for this very reason.
It's not so bad, but here's the deal. Is exactly the second that you're 24 hours before your flight, you have to get... The best I could do was B34. And the second it turned 24 hours before
the
flight...
I don't even know what that means. What is A?
A to 60.
Well, it's because a lot of people...
B to 60, C to 60. Bird.
That's what I've done for my family members, is bought them early bird so that they can get a seat.
Yeah. So it is... It's good. That's huge news. Huge news that you can just... You're going to be able to get assigned seating. What? Thank you. Good night. Any other... Huge stories we missed today, Del?
I don't know if it's a huge story, but there's a gentleman who won the lottery. Instead of you like not being in a part of the photo where they, hey, look, this guy won the lottery, do all that promo stuff, he showed up for it, but he wore a scream mask and other attire, and including gloves, to hide his identity completely because he doesn't want anyone, including his family, to know he won the money.
Including his family?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good.
He wanted the photo op. But he wanted to do it in secret. So if you find the picture, he's in the scream mask.
Yeah, I've seen guys before, they hide. Well, first of all the charities attack immediately when you win the lottery. Yes.
Have you heard of Edwin Castro?
No.
He won the $2 billion Powerball prize. It's the biggest ever. Is making a big financial mistake, according to financial experts. He purchased multiple mansions in Colorado, in California, and even a vintage Porsche 911. So he's like on a huge spending spree.
And?
He's buying that. He didn't have any social media. He had scrubbed all social media. And an influencer is now his girlfriend. Like, she she got to him, and she starts posting pictures of him everywhere. $2 billion lottery winner, hashtag, about all the places they're going. They've been going out now for like 2 months or whatever. So she outed him, which you don't want. If you've made this much money, I mean, how easily could he just be kidnapped or his family be kidnapped by a cartel? Like, go ahead and deposit $400 million.
How about this? A gambler at the Venetian turned a $5 side bet into $2.2 million on Sunday after being dealt a seven-card straight flush playing face-up Pigou.
Wait, what happened? How much?
$2.2 million on a $5 bet.
Oh, that's a good payoff.
That's a great payoff.
By the way, this guy who won $2 billion, this is how
it
this
It was
works.
The largest Pigou progressive jackpot in the resort's history. How Second much? Largest in Vegas history.
The guy I told you, Edwin Castro, who's buying all these houses and, first of all, dating an influencer is a mistake. Buying multiple houses in mansions in California is going to be a mistake.
Can we talk about that?
What, the influencer thing? Yeah.
It's got to be insufferable. Like, if you are not in that world and you just want to live your life, and she goes, hold on, you need to be out of this shot because I got to pretend like I'm feeling myself waking up. And then, you know, I need you not in the kitchen because I got to walk in, set my camera up, and then walk in and make my coffee. Can you imagine living that life with someone?
Well, he's gone public.
Wait a minute. Why do you have to be an influencer anymore when you're with a guy that's got 2.2B?
Because he ain't staying with you.
Yeah, it's only been
billionaire Powerball winner Edwin Castro and his new self-described poet and bikini model girlfriend. She's also a poet. This is how you know you're just dealing with hoe.
Oh,
poet?
My
no,
goodness.
I say it for what it is, Dale. We just have to be real with this. This is Instagram hoe. It doesn't mean she does hoe stuff, but she's got hoe mentality where she is Instagram model and poet and bikini model. Come on now. They are appeared in public as a couple for the first time. You know why? Because she's taking pictures and putting him out there, which is – and wow, honestly
– Oh, she's not with him for the money.
No, you see him.
Oh, God.
Yeah. She's Peyton Vincent, 24, snapped a photo alongside the California-born jackpot winner during an event at the Soho House in Malibu. Like, he's gone from, like, his whole thing now, and, oh, look, his hand is on her leg right here. See, they are in love.
They're in love.
And then there's this picture of her
from
her Instagram, and then there's this, and there's him. Oh, look at my boyfriend got a fish in this picture. Huh, he got a fish. Now, he's a $2 billion jackpot winner. How much does he come out of with that? How much did he, once he won his $2 billion, I've got the number. What did he actually end up winning?
He actually ended up winning $1.4.
$628 million.
That's it?
California got him. Well, it's a cash option of $1
billion. Oh, okay.
So half of it immediately gone, and then taxes got him for the other person.
Oh, why would you cash out like that? Take the 2.2.
You can't, over 30 time. Years?
Yeah, You're Bobby Bonilla.
No, my mans can't buy mansions like that. Well, you know, he's not getting Instagram models 30 years at a time.
Yes, he is. He,
no,
oh,
he's
don't
not.
Worry. He can.
How could he buy the mansions? How could he buy that mansion?
He on credit. Guess what a bank will do for a guy that's got $2.2 billion for something for 30
he
years?
He doesn't want to get. He's too smart with his money. That's no. why he's not taking his
oh, really?
Finance rates where they are right now.
$686,000 on a $2.2 billion win?
Finance rate.
He can't be very smart with his money if he's allowed her to latch on.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Here's what
that's,
he's done.
You're wasting
he's taken
money.
$628 up front. He's immediately buying mansions. I will say, it feels like a little bit of a turbulent economic potential time here right now in our country's history because it's not exactly the most stabilized our government has been. We're fairly destabilized right now as a nation. And so you know what I should just do? Buy a bunch of houses in California with incredible tax hits. Buy a Porsche, a vintage Porsche.
No, actually, houses in California don't get tax hit. They have something called Proposition 13, where it's like 1.5% is all they tax
on
a house buy.
Yeah, no,
on a house buy.
Your house
here,
taxes don't.
You'd get taxed the snot out of you.
No, but however, and I wonder how all the departures from California. You're the one person from Texas moving to California.
I'm the only person.
It's the other way around for everyone else.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're the one who's like, you know what? I want to live that life. So you want to go and live that life, and that's going to be cool. You're going to like it. It's way nicer than the Twitter videos. You know, everyone. It's a dump. It's just like
No.
People who don't even go there.
It's pretty nice.
It's a dump in areas that are dumps.
Yeah.
Oh, I ain't lying about that. And yeah, you're going to run into some, yeah. You're going to run into some cultural stuff that you're not probably, you think doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I can tell you that no matter what, you're going to hit that.
No.
But the way you live your life is going to, it's going to be pretty good if you like weather. You're not going to like it because it's rarely 100 there. It's rarely,
no,
you're going to miss the humidity. You're going to miss 107 degree summers.
Like people don't put their air conditioners on because it's so nice at night that you just sleep with
those.
Yeah. Oh, no.
They have their 90 degrees.
You know, I was there. It was over 100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's.
But you go to a house, didn't have air conditioning on.
Depending on where you live, I can promise you, it's not a dump if you live in certain areas or stay in certain
hotels. We might live in a dump. I don't know. We're not sure.
Yeah, I can see Wendy living in a dump.
No, we ain't moving to East LA. I can tell you that we're not. It's nice. It is nice. It'll be nice. But I'm coming back and forth, people, back and forth. And I've already brought stories. These guys have already got some stuff that they.
Oh no, the stories are going to be good.
Yeah,
we're going to get some. No, you will get some stories.
There's going to be content. There's no question.
There's
about
going
that.
To be some content. But yeah, the $2 billion Powerball award winner. He's
making some mistakes.
Four horrible purchases, they say. according to annuity.org, lottery winners have lump sum or annuity options, and the choice can affect how much the winner gets by millions of dollars. The lump sum option allows for immediate investments, and many opt for this to avoid long-term tax implications because you get taxed longer with all that money, your money's not worth as much in 30 years.
Yeah, but later. But however, it's worth $686 million.
Yeah, it says annuity payments provide tax benefits, prevent overspending, and provide a steady stream of income over the time. Castro has purchased a three-story, $25.5 million mansion in Hollywood, which Fortune estimated at $255,000 to $1 million annually on upkeep. That's the upkeep for it. The home has 5 bedrooms, 6 bathrooms, a game room, a wine cellar, a home theater, a wet bar for him and his influencers. Weeks later, he purchased a $4 million Japanese-inspired home in another part of California, and then a $47 million mansion in Los Angeles as well. He also spent $250,000 on a vintage Porsche. So he's already spent $80 million. He's already spent about 12% of the money he made.
Wow, he's doing it wrong. First of all, the influencer is a bad sign. Bad sign. Okay.
And here's what
that's an indicator that you're making bad decisions.
The managing director of Wells Fargo's investing and wealth management say, here's what you're supposed to do. Don't make any visible life changes. Don't quit your day job. Don't go out and buy a Ferrari. Don't buy a mansion.
Don't quit your day job?
You got to keep it steady, and then you eventually tail off if you're trying to stay low profile.
The job goes immediately.
If you want to be in it, this guy likes it now. I mean, his flash money. Oh no, he's going to be on the broke. He's not going to.
No, he ain't.
Most of these, a high percentage of these lottery winners go broke.
Yeah, we got to break it here, and we got news of the weird coming your way next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, though, you got John Daspit.
This is the third time I'm telling you about John Daspit today, which seems like a lot for one day, but I'm not going to question all that. I'm just going to tell you that. Every hour needs to hear about the greatness of John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. They're the ones who are going to get huge settlements for you when you've been badly injured in a wreck. And sometimes badly injured can be, you know, up for debate. I'm not talking, they've done loss of life. They do it, unfortunately, too often. Right now, they're in the middle of, you know, putting everything together for the big case with the Astroworld concert that went so horribly, and he's representing several families there. He's done Refinery Blast, but he's also done cases where people have been hurt at work. And he had a case he was telling me about that he was handling personally where a guy was on a train and another car, they were latching up the cars, but there was a guy was about to be crushed in between them, so he had to jump off of the cars just to save himself and was badly hurt in the jump off of there. And so that one took a while, and they ended up getting a really good result for him because he was fighting tooth and nail on weekends. John was working overtime to make sure that this guy got taken care of, and he's going to do the same thing for you. Daspit Law Firm, daspitlaw.com. Call 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW.
ESPN 97.5.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right. A Japanese restaurant says they are not charging tourists more. They're just charging locals less. Do you feel like...
Yeah, I think that's fair.
You think that's fair?
I've been somewhere where that's been the case. Where they had a separate price. I was told that they have a separate price for locals, but they don't advertise it.
Well, they like golf courses all the time have separate, like Memorial. You go play Memorial. If you live in the city of Houston, it's like $30. Not even. If you're outside the city, $150.
Mm-hmm. And you got to show your license.
You got to show your license.
Ooh, that's a lot more.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with what they're doing there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay too. I mean, locals should get a benefit. It's ridiculous at Torrey Pines in San Diego. If you're you pay for $14. If outside of there, it's $400.
Did you say $14?
$14 to play. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they can subsidize the locals.
Yeah.
Because other people are going to pay that. Other
That's right. It makes no sense, says the government. Toronto building had to tell its residents to stop throwing feces at electrical workers. Do you feel like electrical workers get feces thrown at them?
No. Why are we throwing feces again?
At anybody. Why is this happening? Can we stop throwing feces?
It would have even been a thing if people hadn't seen it virally when the monkey throws that thing, reaches down and it hits grandma on the nose. I know you've seen it where it sticks to grandma's nose. Have you seen that one?
I don't know, but that's kind of gross.
Monkey.
I don't know. Do I have to see that one?
Feces at grandma. It's the first thing to come up. It's one of the great videos of all time.
See monkeys. They're not human.
Ever since this video
they're
came
animals.
Out.
I can see monkeys throwing feces. Why are people throwing feces at electrical workers? Saying.
Well, everyone copies what they see on the internet.
Yeah, is Center Point in Toronto, too?
See? Look at this. Describe what's happening on this video. What's this monkey? What's
monkey this
ape
going,
doing?
Jump up and down, up
jumping
and down.
Up and down.
Yeah,
up and down. Go ahead, John. Then
he grabs some feces and starts throwing it up at the crowd. And grandma got some right. And then, oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, she got a giant turd hanging off her nose. That's awful. Oh, my God. A Rajasthan man. Rajasthan man was declared dead by the government. So to prove that he wasn't dead, he started committing crimes and got arrested. Apparently, the government thought he was dead, so he wanted to prove he wasn't. Is that the way to go about this?
Is this
the way to prove it to the government?
I don't love that for him. I kind of feel like he probably.
Well, if you're dead, then you know what? You can do anything you want, right? So start committing crimes.
Well, but it doesn't sound like he got arrested.
Well, he did get arrested, and then he was found to not be dead, and now he's in prison. CrowdStrike making amends.
What are they doing?
CrowdStrike. You know CrowdStrike?
Everyone gets a free flight?
The giant IT outage throughout the world?
Yeah.
Yeah. CrowdStrike is offering $10 Uber Eats gift cards to partners as apology for the global IT
that's
outage.
Good stuff, yeah.
$10. Is that... I know some businesses and banks and everything that lost like millions of dollars. Airlines... did you see what was happening at the Atlanta's airline?
Airport? They said it was a half mile.
Yes.
It was a half mile line. The one at Dallas was even longer than that. I had my buddy Aaron Taylor the other day. He had his flight. No, it wasn't Aaron's. It was like Randy Cross or somebody was flying in, and they couldn't get in on time because of the CrowdStrike stuff. And this, I was like, that was like 5 days ago. He goes, no.
It's still going on.
They're still having to catch up all these different flights. He goes, no, it's still issues.
Yeah.
And you know what he told me? He goes, but I didn't have an issue. I said, how come? He goes, Southwest Airlines' computer system is so old and antiquated that they didn't get hit by CrowdStrike because they're so old. And he said the pilot on their flight said, well, finally, being on an airline that never upgrades anything, and he goes, It actually benefited us today, so we're on time. We're not affected by CrowdStrike because our computers are so old.
That's
great. And our system's so old.
That's great. Good for Southwest. Apparently, University of Ottawa researcher is probing the mechanics of bitchiness. They're trying to find out why, and I think that this is exclusively for women, why women get bitchy.
Bitch!
Can you, Del, do you want to join in on this research?
You're asking me to get input on why women get bitchy?
Yeah.
I think the theory or hypothesis is crazy. When do women ever get bitchy?
Del can't be part of this.
I can't be because I've never seen it happen.
The premise of the initial premise that women are bitchy
from
you
the
don't
entire
believe.
Research.
No.
Because I've never seen it.
You've never seen it?
I've never experienced a woman getting bitchy.
Wow.
In fact, I don't think it's part
what
of their genetic code.
What a good life you're living.
I don't think it's part of their genetic code.
No. Okay.
Attaboy, Del.
Attaboy. Twitch hates you even more now.
In fact, I'm offended that this was even a thing people spend money on.
It's in Ottawa, the Canadians. Apparently, Canadian women are bitchy. Not
by the
ours.
Way, I just found out a friend of mine.
Not ours.
I just found out a friend of mine was secretly married. Like, he'd never told me this and that he's got a wife. Do you have a wife, Del? Because you're acting like a man who has a girlfriend or wife listening.
Right. Maybe I've never seen a woman get bitchy because I don't have a wife.
Oh, well.
Oh, there's that, too.
All right. That's a different explanation. Have you guys seen? It's not a good. A convicted child rapist is in the Olympics. And this woman here, Radcliffe, former marathon world champion Paula Radcliffe, she has to say she's sorry because she wished him luck. She wished him good luck at the Olympics. There is a lot of questions about this guy being able to compete at the Olympics.
I would imagine.
I would imagine that this is.
You said convicted?
Convicted, yes. And apparently,
this
how about
must
this
be
though?
Like a,
just wishing him good. I hope you do well at the Olympics. Sorry, everybody.
Was she to have known what he was convicted of? Or
when they say child, like, is this a? I'm guessing if he's still competing, this has something to do with statutory.
Here's what she had. She said, "I am mortified that I expressed it so badly. Didn't condemn the rape out loud." Okay, listen. Good luck. But I'm against rape. Just
how's
so you
this
know.
Person competing?
He made the team. I don't know. He's Steven Vandeveld, who was in the Netherlands beach volleyball squad for Paris 2024, was sentenced to 4 years in prison in 2016, pleading guilty to raping a 12-year-old British girl.
Oh my God! Did he?
When he was 19 years old.
Did he?
Man,
how's he? Okay.
Yeah, he's still competing. He's still there. Must be a pretty good player. But not a great person. Good player, not a good person. Sean's got the headband on today? Nice.
That's right.
I like it. That's your look.
Let's go.
Way to go. That's a good look. All right.
Did Sean now know
Royal Tannenbaum.
That's his preferred look, at least for you.
It is?
He now knows that about you.
Yeah. No. That's for me. You're better than hat. Way better than
I like that. Like early 80s tennis player playing off the baseline.
Like Royal Tannenbaums.
He is Tannenbaum.
He just asked, would you like an embroidered one with Granado on it?
No, like Jim McMahon used to do for Pete Rozelle? No, I don't need that. I'm good, though. Thanks, though. I appreciate the offer, but no. We're done, and I'll be broadcasting live on the road tomorrow. Right here on
this
ESPN.
Thus begins John's journey to eventually leaving you, as you guys all think it's going to happen.
It's not the case. That is not. John's not leaving you. I've left you a long time ago.
Yeah, literally, the man has had 1 foot plus a half of another foot out the door for years now.
Yes, just so you know, I'm not leaving. I still will be here.
He's been gone, actually.
Even though I've been gone for a long time now. Time to talk about GiveMeTheVin.com. John Clay Wolf's been around a long time. John Clay Wolf has been here forever. John Clay Wolf is awesome. Saturday mornings right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John Clay Wolf will buy your car. John Clay Wolf will buy your car for more. And if he can't beat CarMax, if he can't beat your deal, whatever, John Clay Wolf says he's going to send you $100. Well, I know for CarMax for sure. I don't know if he can't beat the dealer, whatever. Here's the deal.
go armed wherever you're going to sell your car. Go armed with knowing how much your car is worth. Because if you walk in to wherever you walk into, they're going to try to lowball you. And you go, oh, no, my car is worth this, because that's what John Clay Wolf says. And then most of the time they're going to say, sorry, we can't match that, because John Clay Wolf is giving you more. It's just what John Clay Wolf do. He do it every day. So you're looking for the best way to sell your car. You have, there's one site that you have to go to every time. GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Bye, bitch.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.